13 past four, heading back to our top story right now. The live export trade will be banned for 3 months from June 1, 2019. Why is that the case? David Slade is hopefully going to shed a little bit more light. He's the livestock president of WA Farmers and he's on your radio right now. G'day, David.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
Good. Why has this decision been made?
Well, it's not a ban. It's probably a volunteer. They volunteered not to ship the sheep during those 3 months to guarantee the welfare of the sheep.
Okay, and this is during that northern summer, isn't it, David? So the very, very hot time of the year in the Middle East.
Yeah, but you understand that the new Moss Review and the McCarthy Review and all the new regulations in place, the welfare of the sheep have improved significantly out of sight. They've got independent observers on the boat, and the last boat that went, they said it had excellent welfare outcomes from it, and the welfare, the observers said that he couldn't be happier with the way the sheep arrived in the Middle East.
All right, so this is just an act of goodwill, really, David, from the industry.
Yes, I mean they could probably resume it with if they put if the boats turn out to be really good, and their techniques improve, or even maybe they might go to refrigerated boats to do that hot period.
So what we've seen in the last 6 months, David, particularly after the 60 Minutes expose and where the industry and what shape it is in right now with this decision today to put a moratorium on the live export sheep trade over the summer months next year, the Middle Eastern summer, do you believe the industry is doing enough to enable the trade to continue as it is?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, the industry is doing enough now. They've just got to wait. It takes time to implement these new regulations, and it just takes time to get the outcomes, and the runs on the board, basically, Ollie.
And this is going to be a pretty significant loss, though, for sheep farmers, because I read a stat here that this is estimated to be worth around $50, $55 million per year.
Well, it will. I mean, it will impact on communities, sheep communities, and also impact on jobs as well. So it's not without, losses for the communities and the farmers.
So do you hope here, David, that the moves that the industry has made itself may quieten down a few of our politicians in Canberra? Because I know the key crossbenchers at the moment were talking about the fact that they want the trade banned altogether. Is this just been a move to try and quieten them down?
Well, I think what the media or the politicians are onto is just a knee-jerk reaction, they should take a bit more thought over their decisions and do it on science base. You know, you don't ban things just because you fix them. I mean, you fix things. You don't ban it because it's not fixable. This is fixable, and it doesn't need banning now. And that's just a simple fact.
David, do you think this is it though for the live sheep export to the Middle East during the summer periods? Because of course, if we get a Labor government next year, they've already indicated that they don't want the live sheep export trade to exist over the summer periods at least, and then hopefully from their point of view, they want to try and phase it out altogether.
Well, a lot of things get said, and a week in politics is a long time.
Mm. Not only a week at this stage, David, it seems to be 24 hours is a long time in politics.
Yeah, probably right too.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Ollie.
Livestock president of WA Farmers there, David Slade. So the move has been made by industry itself. Has it jumped the gun here? Do you think it saw some of the writing on the wall, perhaps from our federal politicians, that they were going to come in, particularly those crossbenchers, Rebecca Sharkey, Karen Phelps, Andrew Wilkie, they want to ban the trade altogether. So industry's come out on the front foot today and said there will be no trade of live sheep to the Middle East for 3 months from June 1, 2019. So June, July, August next year, no live exports to the Middle East. And that is during the hottest time, the northern summer, there will be no live exports.